My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave. Come home again to your most brilliant self. Usher in an unimaginable peace and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our radio show. Soon it'll be our podcast, but we change. We're change agents. That's what's happening here. We get excited about change. We don't get stuck in old patterns or old ways and get uncomfortable. We embrace change. So super excited. There's a new website coming and new platforms. Tonight is my first round table teaching series. It'll be 8 weeks. The women that graduated from the Women's Mentoring Program now moving forward into a more advanced class where we're going to uncover deeper spiritual truths. So super excited about that. The Women's Mentoring Program is starting soon. I think we have room for maybe one more person. So if you keep getting pulled saying, I'm ready, I have the discipline, I want more, I want to open up that space for myself. I saw incredible shifts in 8 weeks with all of these women, and it's quite astounding how quickly as a group we can move into a space of power. So the most important thing that comes in is that internal knowing and that trust. And then with that power, it feels like those women now stepping into the front lines. And so the next group coming forward. So if that is pulling on you, reach out to contact@kayasher.com and we'll get you in the program. There's lots of options, and I think there's an early bird price too. If you get in before the class starts, I think this week. So, today, sessions, beautiful sunshine coming in, massive changes happening. This quiet time, it's amazing to me to see which way we choose to go in times like this. So yes, it's quiet. And there's been some restrictions in the external world, restrictions, but certainly no restrictions on your internal space. And that's the space we work on here. So you'll never feel at a loss. You'll never feel like something's been taken away from you. It can't be. When you're fully engaged at spirit level and rolling, roaring, moving forward in your brilliance, nothing anyone could do or say in the outside world would change that. You just have to be dynamic. So what you used to do outside, you're going to do in a different way now. Be inventive, be creative, have some fun with it. I certainly have been. It's time to go to the question. Hi, Kaya. For the radio show, you've spoken of your illness and how your spirit was good, but you went to dark spaces. Can you describe those spaces more? Okay, great question. Yes, I could feel that that was going to trigger more questions. Because I never know, because I work from the present moment, I never know. So right now I'm tapped into that space that we talk about, that the Simplicity platform. So my head is never filled with knowledge. It is open, open to receive. So let's see what comes in right now. So while I was sick, yes, physically you feel crappy, but there's something that I figured out. It's a formula that anytime I get pushed down upon on, so say you feel crappy or someone is trying to show their power over you, whatever, for me, that is a magnifier. So what it does is it allows me to go deeper into my spirit. So when I was sick, I was able to go deeper. I used it as a force to push me out. And so let's just dial it back at spirit level. For me to do what I do, and ultimately what you guys are doing too, is that to understand everything, we need to embody it and become it. So with my work, what's happened is, so it started with me tight in my body, and I feel secure there. So I start expanding out. So I expand out into my family paradigm, and I understand that, and then a deeper love comes in from my extended family, understanding why things went the way they did. Then I expand out into the world paradigm, the human race paradigm, why we did the things we did. So I spread out. It's like I become vaporized. So still in my body, but I spread out my spirit so it can engulf more knowledge, spread out into the vastness of the cosmos. And so remembering there is no good or bad, but basically I'm exploring everything that has happened and that is happening, that's being created and that's been created. And so with that, there are darker spaces. So where you get to see why things went really sideways, say why a war was created, or why people cheat, and why there are systems in place that aren't of the highest regard. So spreading out like a vapor, my spirit, cloaking over it all, understanding the brilliance of why things happened, and also understanding the darker spaces of why things were created. For me to resolve, help people resolve, I need to understand it. So if you guys will remember when I was going through my awakening, I've talked about it before, that I went through so many different rigors, challenged in so many different ways, being shown, being challenged, for me to stand in my space and be unwavering. So now, spreading out more like a vapor, super strong and connected in my body, but expanding out. And it felt this time like I literally went to the corners of the universe and saw some things that were, I don't judge, so it's not like they were good or bad, but they made sense as to why things go the way they go. Because with everything, it can be made beautiful, just like religion could be beautiful, could be brilliantly gorgeous done right, but it's picked up some dark programs along the way. Same as finances. You know, it could be run so beautifully where nobody gets left behind and that it's just a brilliant exchange. But instead, there's been some darker spaces that come in there where some people want things, but it's not that purity of intent. So on and on and on, you get to see why people got sick, why people are controlled, why, when you explore those darker spaces. But there's also a lot of beauty in some of those darker spaces. That's the void where it's a silence that comes in, where you get to just be at one with yourself, away from anyone or anything else at spirit level. So you hang out there because it feels so good. And I take my clients there when we do our upgrades. We actually go to that space and I show you around so you can have that deep remembering. Oh, right. I forgot. I knew there was a reason that I booked this session. I forgot that that's where I come from, that that's who I am. So remembering, there is no good or bad. The key is you want to be aware. If you're unaware and go into those darker spaces, it's not great because you can be fooled and tricked. But if you're super strong and locked into your body, you can explore and see. And then that's how you truly get to help people, because you have this incredible internal resolve where you're just a voyeur. You just are literally examining and taking notes, spiritual notes, that knowing coming in. So when someone says to you that this happened, guess what? You're going to relate because you've experienced it. You understand it. So I don't choose, I only work with, you know, the light. It doesn't work like that. You work from the highest frequency. And the highest frequency happens to have it all. It is a blanket frequency that understands it all, the field of which we were all created. The more we clean up, the more powerful inside our own spirit, the more we can expand safely out and understand who we actually are. get closer and closer and closer to that one truth. So there's never any fear with that space. It's just a space of knowing and a space of honor, because you get to see from a higher level and you see it with the eyes of a true love, where you want to see people thrive. It's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we prepare for a great day, remembering every single moment we have the opportunity. When we complain or get distracted, a lot of the time I see clients that struggle to maintain their space. They get distracted a lot. They get pulled away by, it's like eye candy or spiritual candy, which is basically that's not you. So that's something trying to tempt you back to your old habits and ways. So pay attention if you're getting distracted. This takes discipline. But if you have that discipline, boy, oh boy, what will open up? Unbelievable. Deep breath in, feeling our headspace open, ready to expand, to go beyond our wildest dreams, releasing that library, those dusty old books of knowledge, all that stuff you collected that you thought you needed. I have a surprise. You don't need it. Nope. Just like a baby that's born, blank slate, they operate really beautifully. Yes, they need to understand the physical workings of, you know, how to do certain things. We need to teach them as loving parents or guardians. But that open, expansive space, that's their curiosity space. That's why they ask so many questions. That's a sign of very high intelligence, asking so many questions because you're open and ready to receive into the heart, expansive, every day growing more connected. There is no end to how far you can go, and you will do that until the day you cross over, and then you'll enjoy that space. Perhaps you'll come back down here again, but you'll come back down here hearty, connected, awakened in that higher consciousness. It's a very exciting time to be alive. Feel your heart. Feel it. Strong. Lungs clear. All residue leaving. This is your time. Down we go. Hips, groin, feeling that connection to this mothership. This is where we move away from chance and we move into the driver's seat. When we are sleepwalking, we literally get pushed around by chance because we're unaware and we don't understand why things keep happening the way they do. So we move away from chance and we move into that spiritual discipline, walking our path, holding our space, holding our frequencies. We don't have to dip back down again. You can if you want. But to me, you stay here and then you expand out, up, further, more glorious every day. If you are dipping down at frequency level and you can't maintain this space, take a look at what you're doing. Study it. It's very obvious. All of you guys know what's causing that. It's time for you to step in and decide, I want to stay here 24/7. I want to walk this walk. I want to talk the talk. You have to do that, not me. But I have confidence in every single one of you that you can do this. It's so freeing when you no longer care what the outside world thinks of you. You start owning who you've become. And you dance your dance. Not everyone is going to love you. Some people will actually really not like you. But that might put a smile on your face too, because it's their own distortions coming forward. That's the reason why. So leave it alone. Just notice it. It's not our business. Deep breath in, feeling the groundedness of your groin. Down the legs, feeling your feet, feeling these frequencies in your body, head, heart, groin, feet, on the ground, feeling your spiritual space, the skin, the boundaries of who you are, hardy, disciplined, anchored in you. No longer sleepwalking, walking with a vision, with discipline, with determination. See the people watching you as you walk, studying you. Wow, that's someone that's owning their power. I wonder how they do that. I'm curious. And that's how one person after the next wakes up. We lead by example. Feeling your space, feeling your power, feeling that love. It starts with you. Deep breath in. Heaven is here. You just have to choose it. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys on Monday.